Palestinian and Israeli officials are lining up this week to call on the Bush administration and try to influence how it proceeds in the Middle East. Palestinian Representative Ahmed Correa met with Secretary of State Colin Powell today here in Washington. On Thursday, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will visit the White House. Sharon is urging the United States to turn its back on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as a partner for peace. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Administration officials say the U.S. is reviewing its options in Middle East policy. The Bush administration long has held that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is the key to reducing Israeli-Palestinian violence. Over the last few months, Washington has upped the pressure on him to do something. But in the U.S. view, he has not done enough. Relations between the Palestinian Authority and the Bush White House reached an all-time low in early January, with the discovery of an arms shipment apparently headed for the Palestinian territories. U.S. officials were outraged. David Satterfield, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for the Near East, says the arms shipment violated the fundamental premise of U.S. negotiations with the Palestinians dating back to 1993.
That the Palestinians do not have the option to pursue a violent resolution to this conflict. They themselves gave up this option, Yasser Arafat, on many occasions, most recently December 16th, reaffirmed this, but his words must have meaning.
Over the weekend, the New York Times published a commentary by Arafat in which he condemns terrorist attacks against Israeli civilians and pledges to shut down the groups that sponsor such attacks. Arafat said Palestinians are ready to negotiate an end to the conflict with Israel. But any solution, he wrote, must provide for Palestinian refugees, taking into account Israel's concerns about changing the demographics of the Jewish state. Yesterday on Fox News, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice indicated she was not impressed by Arafat's remarks.
We are asking nothing more of Chairman Arafat than we have asked of every other leader in the world. If he's going to be the leader of the Palestinian people, and if he wants to achieve the vision that he's laying out here, he knows how to do it, and it begins with dealing with a terrorist in his midst.
Administration officials acknowledge that Israel's own actions, incursions into Palestinian-controlled areas, and targeted assassinations of Palestinian activists are not helpful. But in the post-September 11th world, Washington has made it clear that anyone who is perceived as tolerating or encouraging terrorism can expect nothing but trouble from the United States. Moderate Arab states fear the U.S. will listen to Ariel Sharon and sever all contact with Arafat. Late last week, the Bush White House reportedly assured Jordan's King Abdullah it had no plans to do that. And yesterday, on CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State Colin Powell noted that Sharon himself held an unprecedented meeting last week with three Palestinian representatives.
Just take note of the fact that Mr. Sharon is speaking to members of Chairman Arafat's immediate staff with Chairman Arafat's knowledge and permission. So I'm going to be conducting the same kinds of dialogue with the Palestinian Authority.
Powell and Sharon will have a chance to compare notes on Thursday when the Israeli Prime Minister makes his fourth visit to the Bush White House. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.